Are you wondering if a potential mate has his or her financial act together? Hi, this is Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. There are several things to look for in a marriage partner. Priorities reveal a whole lot. How do they use their time? What do they treasure? Are they grateful people or do they live entitled? Are they givers? Are they savers? How much debt do they have? What's their net worth? What's their financial philosophy? You see, that must align with God's and a future spouse. A couple finds unity when they speak the same financial language. Two believers, regardless of personality, both need to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Patience and self-control should be obvious in some form. Devout believers live in submission to God, and they intentionally live by the Apostle Paul's directive in Romans 12:2. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Materialism indicates worldly conformance. It's a red flag for potential problems. Whether ignorance, rebellion, or lack of faith is driving a materialistic lifestyle, it needs to be lovingly addressed. Look for a hardworking, responsible servant who loves the Lord and is characterized by frugality, goal setting, generosity, and saving. God's still working on Ann and me. We didn't bring all of these into our marriage, but they would have made life a lot easier. So look for these traits and pray for them in yourself, your mate, your children, and their potential mates. They'll bring harmony into a relationship. And if credit card debt's a problem, I recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They can create a debt management plan just for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit crown.org/CCC.